Saint Leon Church, as it is today, is the result of an extension built in 1920. Before the extension, the church was more modest in size, as may be seen in the plan of Saint Leon in your brochure. A centered plan was adopted. The use of a centered plan for Christian churches was common in the Byzantine Empire and later on in European Romanesque architecture. The architecture of Saint Leon Church is of Neo-Roman style, with references to the characteristics of the Romanesque period. This style is recognizable through the use of a round arcade arch above the openings and scrolls in lighter colored stone. The transept corners inside the place of worship are occupied by absidioles housing open chapels. In January 1920, a consensus was reached that the church was too small to meet the needs of the community. A committee suggested building an extension or creating a new parish to serve the English-speaking Catholic population. It was considered more advantageous to extend the nave, building three bays. Once again, the preparation of the plans was entrusted to Georges-Alphonse Monnet. Construction began in the spring of 1920 and was completed by the end of 1921. The Neo-Roman style of Saint Leon Church, borrowed mainly from constructions of Italian origin, is emphasized by the addition of a narthex and a bell tower. The construction itself was entrusted to the firm John Quinlan and Company, owned by a parish resident. When the extension was built, the original facade was moved forward and modified. A large square stands in front, allowing entrance to the narthex added to the original facade. The narthex is surmounted by a balustrade with blind arches reminiscent of Lombardy, another characteristic element of Romanesque architecture. The main doorways are accentuated by small columns surmounted by Roman arches. Note the checkered pattern made of smooth and rough blocks, as well as the alternating brushed and roughened stones. This decorative element, rather uncommon in religious architecture in Quebec, may also be found on the façade of the Sainte-Julie Church, also designed by Georges-Alphonse Monnet, and on the façade of Saint-Lambert Church. The plans of the latter, built originally in 1889 and rebuilt identically after the fire, were prepared by Perouin Ménard, the firm where Monnet was workshop supervisor between 1890 and 1895. One of the most impressive architectural elements of Saint Leon Church is the bell tower to the right of the main façade. It houses four bells of a group of five made by Maison Paccard. The bells come from the Saint-Jean-de-la-Croix Church, located in the borough of Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie, converted into a residential building in 2004. To view the architecture of the church from a different angle, please go to Clark Street. Stop opposite the east side façade of the church. During your move, you will also be able to gain a better understanding of the architecture of the bell tower, whose description will follow. The bell tower is clearly the element confirming the Italian Neo-Roman style of architecture. Indeed, the first round and square bell towers to house bells were built in Italy around the 6th century. The French word for bell tower is campanile, derived from Italian word campania, meaning bell. These towers often exhibit very fine craftsmanship and may be annexed to the main building or fully freestanding, such is the case of the tower of the Pisa Cathedral. Saint Leon's bell tower is a fine, elegant square tower of modest height. The architect repeated the decorative elements of the main façade with the ornamentation of the openings, the checkered pattern, and the string course with sawtooth dentils. Note the gargoyles above the bell chamber, an element seldom seen on bell towers on the island of Montreal. This bell tower is reminiscent of the towers found in Italy, for example, the Santa Maria del Fiore Cathedral in Florence. It features some similarities with more modest bell towers of a few Romanic Catalonian churches of Lombard influence, such as Saint-Clément de Tahul. Monnet's original project included a spire on the top of the Saint-Léon bell tower, but none was added due to a lack of funds. Now, view the side façade. Note the variation in the masonry between the first and second window of the nave, starting in the church transept. Note also the different height of the foundations. This is where the main facade was located before the 1920 extension. Observe the interesting volumes created by the presence of the absidioles, accentuating the transept. The back of the church is marked by a semicircular apse where the sacristy, the baptistry, and the marriage chapel are located. To continue the visit, please select track 5.